Hi, this is a decision for Caroline West, Carolyn West. Caroline West, date of birth is 12/3/1978, date of accident 3/17/2024, date of service January 13, 2025. Miss Caroline West apparently was injured in a rear-ending accident, and she was a front seat passenger in this event. The accident caused her pain in the right knee. And the left knee also, but right now the right knee is persisting. Pain in both shoulders and headaches and neck pain, mid back pain and lower back pain. The shooting pain to the right leg and occasional shooting pain to both the arms up to the wrist. The foot and toes are also not involved, just like hands and wrist are not involved. The headaches have been moderate and they are resolving. Overall, the patient report that she still is hurting in these areas as reported, and pain level can shoot up to 10, from 5 to 10. ADLs are affected, 10. The patient reports no relief so far in the knee pain, and it is affecting her ability to walk or go up and down on the steps. Kindly review the records for ADLs, for system review, additional issues, and substance abuse, as well as the compliance history, which is, it says compliance. In the physical examination, copy and paste from the previous visit of 12/12/2024, dictation number 0106-031. The patient is able to move her shoulders pretty good, up to 180 degrees with no pain. And in shoulder examination, both the shoulders on inspection and palpation are completely normal. And Hawken Kennedy test is negative. Speed test, near test is positive, negative, as well as the anterior posterior apprehension test, which is negative. The distally, the strength of the both hands and arm are normal. The headaches are resolving. She is referred to a counseling as well as neuropsych. Her MRIs are reviewed with her in great detail. In the right knee, there is a multifocal areas of grade 3 to 4 chondromalacia along with infrapatellar bursitis, joint effusion, and an oblique tear of the posterior horn of the lateral meniscus. And in the lumbar spine, there is a 2 millimeter posterior disc bulge at L5-S1 and there is left and right bilateral facetal ligamentous hypertrophy. While the cervical spine shows the bulging disc of C3-4, C4-5, C5-6, T6-7, as well as in T2, T3, T3-4, and T4-5, disc herniations are present. The patient has been informed about this finding several times. She is not interested in taking any anti-inflammatory medication or any medicines. She is also not interested in any other injection treatments as advised for her lumbar and thoracic. However, she does agree to have an injection to her right knee, which is hurting her too much, and according to her, the right knee injection does bring her relief, and so it is going to be done since patient has signed a consent. In addition to this, patient is continuing physical therapy at 2 times per week, focusing on the neck and the lower back and the right knee. And traction massage, no therapy for shoulder is ordered anymore. Patient is okay to return to regular work at this time. She's also referred to orthopedic surgeon for right knee meniscus surgery, possibly consultation. Procedure, patient is advised to have an intra-articular injection of the right knee The notes are as follows. The procedure is done according to the template. 5 cc's of dexamethasone with the marked 0.5% was injected into the right knee, and she's tolerated the procedure very well. The entire needle was withdrawn, and so procedure was done aseptically. The medical indications are based on the MRI finding. There is a meniscus tear on the middle meniscus, and this procedure is supposed to bring reasonable help for the pain and improve the quality of life, and hopefully avoid the surgery even. Thank you. End of dictation.